Welcome to the Stream of David on Om Times Radio with best-selling author, channel, and creator of the Taya spiritual practice, David Strickel, shares the eternal wisdom of the consciousness called the Stream. The Stream of David show is fun and informative and seeks to not only answer all your spiritual and life questions, but to also provide proven tools to navigate life's obstacles and find a path to joy, clarity, and abundance by hearing the Stream's no-nonsense, direct approach to spirituality. Prepare to have your mind blown and receive clarity on your life and the universe like you perhaps never have before. And now, your host, David Strickel.
Welcome to the Stream of David show. I am here with one of my favorite people, Debbie G. Hi, Debbie.
Well, hello, hello. Good afternoon.
How are things in Huntington Beach?
Fabulously gorgeous. Oh my gosh. It's amazing. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's like 80 degrees. It's all sunny and pretty with these gorgeous ocean breezes and yeah, I'm not sad at all.
Well, it's about 118 here today in Palm Springs. I'm happily inside looking at the sunshine. Beautiful day here every day. You know, it hardly ever rains here. We have fantastic weather. This is the hot time of year, but I've gotten used to it. I've been here for, you know, this is my third summer, and the heat's just no big deal at this point. I will take heat over cold any day. But enough about the weather. We are here to be fun and informative, as the intro says, and we are going to talk about the power of gratitude. Yes, Debbie G is Debbie Gratitude. And we're going to really talk about how that shifts your vibration and even get into some tools that we like to teach regarding gratitude. But before we do that, Debbie, you've got something that you want to share with everybody regarding your mixer that's coming up.
Well, thank you so much for asking me about that. Oh my gosh. So I'm really excited because it is Spirituality Gone Wild's third anniversary. And it just happens to land on 8/8, which is this Saturday. And recently I was invited to be to have a show on, it's called Unify. Unify has a couple million people, and it's great. And I'm like, huh, guys, how about if we combine our efforts and have one giant party, and we're going to do it speed dating, well, speed networking, not dating, speed networking style, and get to actually collaborate and meet a ton of other thought leaders, but also people who are spiritual entrepreneurs and doing things that are really great out in this world that maybe that they don't know each other, but they need to know each other. And that's why we're going to do this. The other part of it is you're going to be there because, you know, David, you've been with us. You've been with me almost since the beginning. And it's an amazing experience. And we're taking that same Mystic Mixer idea where we first met, where you've got entertainment, channeling, all that other fun stuff, but combining it with business. And we're going to have a blast. So that is what we're doing.
Sounds fantastic. And we probably need to share some links. What's the best way for people to participate?
That is a great question. You can just go to Facebook, to Spirituality Gone Wild, go to the event page, and it's right there. It says Rainbow Connection. Or you can go right to Eventbrite, and it's Business Mixer Rainbow Connection, the Infinite Collaboration. And that's what this is about, because Spirituality Gone Wild has always been about collaboration and working with other people and like-minded businesses and everybody getting together and creating. And so that's why we're having our third anniversary party like that, but making it fun, because we got to have some fun.
Of course. Who wants to do anything that isn't fun, right? Yeah, fun is everything.
Well, sometimes we do stuff that isn't fun. And by golly, I've done enough of the stuff that isn't fun, and I'm ready for some fun.
Yeah. You know, I try to avoid things that aren't fun as best I can. So let's get into gratitude. I love the whole idea around Debbie Gratitude, because that was, you used to have a show called Cup of Grata, and I loved being on that show. It was always so much fun. It was first thing in the morning. I'm a morning person, so I'm always really good around 8 a.m. I'm just so up around that time. And then I need coffee around this time to keep going usually. But the power of gratitude is something that a lot of people talk about, but sometimes I get these questions on social media when we talk about the power of gratitude and making peace with what is and appreciating what you have. They, in terms of law of attraction, a lot of times people think that that's going to stick them in that place. If they're happy with what they have and they're not constantly thinking about what they want, that they're going to stay stuck in that place because of the gratitude. And I understand where that mindset comes from, but the way law of attraction works, if you know, the universe is not needing us to constantly order up something that we want. We raise our vibration and the things that we want just naturally flow to us. And when you're in gratitude, you're in a high vibration. And when you're thinking about something that you don't want, you're thinking about that thing that you don't want in a negative way, and you're lowering your vibration, and then you are attracting more unwanted things. So what is your take on gratitude as far as the darker elements of your life? Let's kind of dive right into that, because that's, I think that that's something, I know you worked on that in boot camp, and a lot of people have a hard time wrapping their head around the idea of being grateful for something, you know, for being abused or having, you know, some sort of a childhood illness or something like that. Dive into that.
Happily. So one of the best things I learned to do at Taya Boot Camp was to detune. And what that meant for me was to come to terms with, accept, and appreciate my transgressors. Now, I know that when I say this to people, they go, huh? Yeah, but I had this happen. And I, what I love about my life is without your dark, you wouldn't know your spark. I really have had a ton of things that I get to reference for as far as my experiences go. And one of the key things here is that when you're able to really look at your past and you say, well, I experienced this kind of abuse, childhood abuse, sexual abuse. And you're telling me you're grateful for that? Well, yeah. And the transgressor that did it. What? How is that even possible? Well, because at some point in my life, David, being a victim no longer worked for me. It was giving me the same thing over and over and over that I had been experiencing my entire life and giving me more things to be in victimhood about. I mean, I realized that I'm not saying that I wasn't a victim, but I am saying that I got entrapped in a belief system that that's all I was. And what I've been able to uncover is that, no, I am not. I am an empowered, triumphant human being who's had the gracious opportunity to experience things in life that, sure, okay, no, not exactly fun to go through. I'm not going to scream from the rooftops, but I can appreciate it because it's given me so many pieces of who I am today. I mean, my compassion level is so big because I do know pain and I do know hurt and I do know sadness and I do know sorrow. And now because I can appreciate those things, it's actually turned into being my business benefactors. Because in the law of attraction, when you really become in that state of beingness of yes, I am so grateful for everything that I've ever went through in my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The outcome is going to be what I've just experienced, and we can talk about that in a minute. But all I can do is share what I've been through. And it didn't happen overnight. So don't even think I'm saying, oh, this just bink, bada bing, bada boom is done. No. It takes practice, and that's a whole part of taking something like Thai boot camp that helped me out, because it's that practice, you know, and it's something I had to do over and over. We're talking about detuning something that's been, you know, in my neural pathways the way it was for pretty much my whole life. So it took a minute. It took a minute, you know, and some practice. But man, on the other side of that are the ocean breezes of Huntington Beach. Could I tell you what?
Well, I think you described it perfectly, that, you know, keeping yourself in that victim vibe via the law of attraction, you are going to attract more things to be victimized around. And, you know, we've all encountered people that sort of perpetually keep themselves in that place. And it's sort of like this little, you know, protective cloak that they wear. And we've all done it. I definitely felt like a victim when I was younger. You know, and told my little sob story over and over again. My daddy left when I was six, you know, that stuff. My mother was abusive, all of that stuff. And I tell those stories now in a very different way that, hey, you know, this is what my childhood was. And when I found gratitude for all of it, but it was a path to get there. And that's what boot camp is all about. You're right. Is, you know, we walk the path of finding gratitude and appreciation for our transgressors. And when you do, you detune them, because if you don't detune them and you keep that victim vibe going, all of that negative vibration, all that negative energy is just swirling around down there waiting for you when your vibe drops to kind of latch onto you and pull you down. Just like Source latches onto you and pulls you up when you go into meditation and raise your vibration. It's the same thing. And you know, once you get rid of those negative aspects in your life by appreciating them, those triggers are gone. And, you know, Taya is all about raising your default vibration. And that's just one of the many things that we teach in there to raise the vibration, is to get rid of any transgressor through appreciation. So gratitude is a very, very, very important part of the Taya practice. And to me, an important part of any spiritual practice that you're going to undertake, because you've got to release all of that negative energy. You don't have to, but if you want to have a spiritual awakening and a happier life and a higher vibration, you do.
Yes. Exactly. Well, you know, a lot of it's habit. I was in the habit of fault finding, complaining, nagging, and whining. I was in the habit of that. You know, I had to get real with myself and look in the mirror and say, look at this habit. Have you ever talked to somebody, or this is how I used to sound? Oh my God, I was talking to so-and-so today. Can you even believe that they said this and they said that, and they're doing this and they're doing that. Can you even believe that they're doing this and they're doing that? And oh my God, I had so much time in my hands apparently, because I was able to just judge the whole planet, you know, I mean, sneezers. And I remember being in those spaces thinking to myself, you know, I felt like such horrid, I felt my internal being was so just distraught, so in victim, that's all I could see in other people was what was wrong with them, because all I could see in me was what was wrong with me.
Sure.
You know, it was this is perpetual cycle. And so we're here today to say, you can break the cycle. You can break this perpetual cycle of victimhood that keeps you stuck and keeps you unhappy. And my God, ask yourself, is this shit working for me? Is this working? Is this working for me? And if it's not, there, just try doing it a little bit differently. Just a little bit. Just try.
Well, you know, we see a lot of people arguing for their limitations. You know, oh, you don't understand what I went through. You don't understand. And, you know, you have to stop and ask yourself at some point, what is this doing for me? How is this serving me? You know, keeping myself in this place, telling that same story over and over again, holding on to that vibration cannot possibly be helping in any way other than a momentary soothing, maybe. And I know the vibration of pity might feel good on the surface, but does it really? You know, I've never wanted to be pitied. I don't like that feeling. Anytime somebody, oh, you poor thing, you know, over anything. Back when my mother was alive and we weren't speaking, that would come up sometimes in conversation, that, you know, I had not spoken to my mother for the last 20 years of her life. And inevitably, you know, you would get that, oh, you poor thing. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, that's awful. And I didn't want to go into it, because I had detuned it. It took some time, but I had detuned it at that point. It was just kind of a matter of fact at that point. And it wasn't something I wanted to belabor anymore. But other people really wanted to, you know, bestow pity upon me, and it did not feel good. Never, never, never. So,
well, just think about it this. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just thinking, like, those people that we used to chill with, like that would do that, that would show up for us and be dysfunctional with us. Man, we were vibing at that place, though, to attract that. Because if you're thinking, sure. Well, think about all the people in your life right now who you could call and get pity from. Yeah, why are you even aligned right there? That's the first question. Like, why am I even aligned with people that would help me in my misery? There's something not right. What's up? Real friends are willing to tell you something that is actually for your heart. But here's another thing too, David. Haven't you noticed that you can't tell anybody anything? They have to be ready for it. But that's why the question is so important, to ask yourself, And like both of us have just said, is it working? How is this working for me? Is this, if I'm not living the life I want to be living, what's the common denominator?
Right.
Just
right.
Out of curiosity, who might be the common denominator? Who? I'm just giving hints at the answer here. Who might be?
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to go to a break in just a minute, and when we come back, we will talk about, I want to get into some real techniques. We're going to give the stream a break today. I'm not going to channel today. Debbie talks to the stream so often that you probably have all of your questions answered, who knows. But no. I do want to get into some techniques, because a lot of people, you may be hearing this, and there may be feelings of victimhood that you feel like you want to release and you just can't. So we're going to get into some real tools and techniques when we get back from this commercial break. We'll be right back after this message.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
As I'm sure you know, it is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, Mondays at 6 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
We are experiencing a global reset, and much of the world is living in fear. But I see Taya practitioners thriving in this new reality.
I see Taya overflowing in every aspect of my life. It's just truly magnificent. There were times that I was not self-assured and didn't have the self-confidence, but now I'm fearless. I really love myself, and I know how to live in joy and let go of all these things that held me back from living this beautiful life I've always dreamed of. And it's amazing how rapidly those things start showing up once you practice Taya.
It changes everything about you, and it will affect all other aspects of your life, your health, your career, your money, your relationships. And I think that certainly has helped with my anxiety, with my mental health. I'm realizing that, wait a second, I deserve the best in life.
Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA to learn more about the Taya Mindset Practice and Taya Bootcamp.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We are back with Debbie G. We're going to talk about some gratitude techniques. So, what would you say to someone? I do this all the time with Taya, so we'll start with you. What would you say to somebody that says, okay, I have this horrible thing that happened to me, you know, as a child, I was abused, something along those lines, and I just can't begin to find gratitude for it. I just feel, every time I think about this, I just feel like I'm reliving it, and I feel the victimization of it, and I don't think I deserved it, and I certainly didn't attract it. You know, how can you tell me to have gratitude? I'm sure there's some people listening right now that are thinking that way. So let's address that. Did we lose Debbie?
Can you hear me? Wait,
did you hear my question? I thought we lost you. Did you hear my question?
I did. I'm wearing these microphones and I hit the mute button. Sorry. Oops. Okay. What did he say? Okay. So yes, I heard your question. I love the question. And first thing I have to say to anybody who has those thoughts are, yeah, I know it is tough and I know it hurts and I've been there and I'm with you on that. My heart is with you right where you sit and right where anybody sits right now is the perfect place to be. What I'm going to encourage is the very thing you can't get into gratitude about to simply be okay with that. Maybe write it down. I wish I could be grateful for you fill in the blank. I wish I could be. Now, why in the world would we put I wish I could be? Because if you know anything about the law of attraction, your subconscious is hearing not I wish I could be, but I am in gratitude over so-and-so. You're going to trick your mind. Now, I'm telling you, I've done this. It works. It takes a while, though. So I wish I could be grateful for, and whatever that is. Because what's going to happen is soon enough, you're going to turn around one day, and you're going to realize, huh, yeah, I can see why I'm really grateful for this. And I can see why that this has worked for me, not against me, and how that the universe is conspiring for me, not against me. Sorry.
Yeah. I think that's a good technique to start. It's almost an affirmation and setting an intention. Those two things are very powerful. And when you have affirmations and you're repeating things, you're tuning to a vibration of, and then when you're raising your vibration, you're empowering that. So you're going to get, movement. You're not going to completely detune something like that overnight. It takes work. But understanding how the law of attraction operates, that as a child, you're not attracting anything into your life because you necessarily want it or deserve it or paying a price for something that you did in another life. I know a lot of people tend to believe that. But we are vibrating on an emotional scale. And polarity is kind of drawing our vibration up and down this virtual vibrational spiral. And the lower vibration is present from the time that we're conceived. We are vibrational beings from the get-go. And when we are in lower vibration, we are naturally just attracting unwanted things. And children are, absorb everything around them. And so a child absolutely absorbs fear. And when a child absorbs the emotion of fear and they dip down in lower vibration, they're going to be attracting some unwanted things, even if they don't even know what those things are. And it's just a natural occurrence. All children attract some unwanted things, and certainly some more than others. We all vibrate differently. We're all here on our own individual paths. So that explanation hopefully removes the whole, I wouldn't have attracted this. Of course not. There's a lot of things that we attract into our lives that we do not intentionally attract. We do not intentionally attract getting sick, but we attract it nonetheless. So if we understand that it was our attraction, then you can start to sort of gravitate toward, okay, I somehow went down into fear. I had a lower vibrational, period as a child and attracted some unwanted things to my life. And this was one. And I attracted this person that did this thing to me, whatever it was. And I was a co-creator of that experience in the attracting of it. Doesn't mean that it was okay for that person to do what they did. But the whole forgiveness of it is about releasing the negative energy that swirls around it. So the idea of finding appreciation for someone, let's just say physical abuse, you had a parent that physically abused you as a child regularly. Uh-huh. The idea of finding gratitude for that is not the same vibration of, oh, wow, that was such an amazing thing that happened to me. It was so great. I just love getting the crap beat out of me all the time by my father, whatever it was. It's not right. That. The gratitude is that's something that set me on a path that has led me to this place of having to do this deep work to understand it and has shaped who I am. And for a while, perhaps I allowed it to shape me in a negative way. And I then went on to attract more unwanted things. But now that I figured out that as long as I hold myself in this victim space, I'm going to keep that negative vibration active, and I'm going to continually attract things of like nature into my life. Now I'm figuring it out that when I release that negative energy around there, and I realize it was my co-creative endeavor as a child that I attracted this into my path somehow. It doesn't even really matter how at this point. I attracted into my path somehow. This person took advantage of me that was an adult and I was a child. I'm using this abuse example. And they were physically abusive. So how do I find appreciation for that? I'm just doing this live on the air here so you can kind of see how this thinking goes. Well, actually, looking back, I realize that I'm a stronger person today because I survived that. And I am more compassionate because I survived that. And I have a different point of view in life because I went through things like that and had to deal with things like that. But ultimately, I did survive it. And here I am. I've grown into this person. I've done the work. I'm doing more work. I'm going deeper. I'm finding gratitude. And I realize now that all of these things have added up to my life journey. And it's not perfect, but there's a lot of good, there's a little bit of bad, and all of it has shaped who I am. And it's giving me this unique life that I'm living. And now that I'm starting to figure this stuff out, I'm coming to a place where I don't have to keep repeating these things in my life over and over again. So I'm really grateful that I had that experience because it calls me to have to think deeper than someone who doesn't experience things like that ever has to go. And you may think it's blissful to never have to go to this depth, but now that I'm here, now that I'm doing this work and thinking in this depth and really working with my source connection and thinking about every aspect of my life, how it's been up until now and how I want it to be moving forward, this is some deep stuff. So yeah, I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful that I've experienced everything I experienced up until this moment. That is the detuning process. You go through a reasonable path of figuring out how you could have attracted something, forgive yourself for attracting it. It's not about beating yourself up. And then coming to a conclusion that no life is perfect and that every bad thing that has happened in our lives can either destroy us or make us stronger. And it's our choice, and it's never too late for those things to make us stronger.
I completely agree. Hey, you know, I can share kind of what happened when I was detuning. That was a year ago for Taya. So one of the things that I remember is my mom telling, like, we were moving. I was all of 3 years old, and we were moving, and the person who became my stepfather, they were getting married, and we were going to move to Diamond Bar. And I remember being very small and thinking and being very fearful of this, like being so unsure of this experience. And I wasn't remarkably thrilled either. But I remember that like as a key turning point in my life when things shifted, you know. But the process was exactly what you just described. Exactly 100%. And how that I looked at my childhood and how that I see how it worked for me. You know, there's a long history, a long lineage of sexual abuse in my family, especially on my mom's side. I don't know my dad's side. I never did know my biological sperm donor. In fact, I just did a DNA test, and I'm going to be doing a huge reveal online, and people are more than welcome to guess at what they think my DNA might be, because they're is going to have as much of a shot at it as me. But my mom never.
You said you're going to have a reveal. I just pictured you on the Jerry Springer show. You're the father.
Oh my God! On the Jerry Springer show.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Spirituality Gone Wild, Debbie G on Jerry Springer. Is there still a Jerry Springer show? I know they used to do it. It was some show, I don't know, where they used to reveal who the father was.
I don't
was
know, but
that conjured
oh my
that
God.
Image for me. That's so funny.
The fact that you even put me on a Jerry Springer show makes me wonder.
Oh, Debbie, I don't know. I think I could see you on the Jerry Springer show.
Well,
you're interesting. You are
I
interesting.
Used to have
wouldn't
that
you
much
rather
trauma.
Be interesting than boring? Yeah.
I'm extremely interesting. I do agree with you. My life is interesting.
Yeah.
But a year ago when I started going, one of the things about doing this though, the reason that it became important is to break that cycle. You want to break the cycle that's been happening over and over. And on my mom's side, I'm going to tell you the abuse was extreme. And I only know, my grandma and then my great grandma back. I don't know any further than that, but I'm imagining that if the history was rape and all these other horrible things happening, I can only imagine how far back it went. So there's another part of me that says, it's just time to stop. It's time that we stop this, that we say no more. I'm on this Women Rising series for a reason. And I'm not telling you this doesn't happen to all children, because it does. But when you're able to detune it and really become very grateful for that person who's given you the heart of Gibraltar, it's amazing. And there's another part to it too. And this one really goes off into left field. And that is, if it's true that we came to this earth, David, to have this human experience, and we chose how we were going to come into this earth, we chose what we needed for our soul expansion. We could talk to the stream. Actually, we have talked to the stream about this. Well, so did the perpetrator. They came and they picked, and this is what they're going to do. What basically they said is, I'm going to give up this incredible. Sorry, guys, I almost did it again. We're going to give up this incredible experience to expand our souls in what we would all consider a positive light, to go in and be the polarity. They're going to give up the enjoyable part of being human, because I don't know a perpetrator that has led some great, happy life. In fact, most of them are not the perpetrators I know. Are not happy beings. They're not happy.
Of course.
But they've given
up. If you're in high vibration, you're not harming other people that way. So.
Well, yeah. So, but they're living. They decided to come to this earth to live these horrific lives. I mean, let's have some compassion for that, because the fact of the matter is that because they chose to do that, I'm getting to live an extraordinary, triumphant. I get to understand what triumphant is. I couldn't understand triumphant unless I had been on the other side, right?
Yeah.
Got to have the polarity. So there's another way to try to find the gratitude in something that seems that it just seems impossible for you, is the fact that these perpetrators came here and they gave up their lives for you. I know that sounds outlandish, but it's true.
They're definitely not living a high vibration existence. You're right. And they've chosen a path to deliver contrast, and they're delivering it right back to themselves. Because when you are mistreating someone via the law of attraction, you are absolutely going to attract that back to yourself in one way or another, of course.
Jiminy crickets.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting, isn't it? Isn't it cool that we've had so many different things happen that, like, we have these, I have this big, huge heart that I understand when someone's hurting, like, I get it. Now you and I both get to be that light that somebody says, oh my gosh, I don't have to keep doing this. Then it's about, where do you go and practice? Well, I can only share my experience with you, and that was Taya Boot Camp. And I know we're not going to get a big talky-talky about Taya, but Taya is so important, David.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a lifestyle that people adapt that it causes you to raise your vibration and thrive. And that's what I see, with Taya, is it helps people, everybody that goes through boot camp, I'm in awe of the results that we see. So yeah, I don't want the whole show to be about that, but I just can't help but sort of evangelize about it, because it is such an amazing life-changing thing, and this is all part of it. So let's kind of—
Can I brag? Sorry.
Sure.
I want to brag. Okay, I'm going to brag, y'all. Okay, because look, a year ago, my son decided to get sober off heroin. I was living at a ranch. Anyway, long story short, when my son decided to get it straight, didn't know where I was going to go, didn't even know what I was going to do. Okay. In the middle of this, I'm doing Thai boot camp. Fast forward to today. Fast forward to a year of, you've got to do the practice, everybody. You got to do it. Two, okay, it's time. I'm going to pull the trigger. I'm going to buy a car. I kid you not, David. It was like I went online, picked up the car, applied, got the loan, went, okay. And I went and picked it up. It was unbelievable. It was just like, seriously, so easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Then I'm down. Christopher and I say, let's go to Southern California. Yeah, here's the bragging part, guys. So we come to Southern California, and I'm like having a blast. I miss my granddaughter, who was 7 years old, by the way. And I'm like, I want to be back in Southern California so bad. We had been in this beautiful, beautiful area, Hidden Valley Lake, for almost 8 months. But God, did we miss home. And that's all I thought was, gosh, it'd be nice to come back. Oh, we could always see what's for rent out there in HB. Well, okay. I guess if it was meant to be, it would happen. Guess, well, you already started this with me discussing the weather at Huntington Beach. So the brag comes in when, okay, let's just go. Literally blinked. I was blinking my eyes and here we are again. Manifestation City. Why? Because I'm up my spiral. Because I'm unattached to the outcomes and I don't sit there and think that it has to be this way. And if it's not that way, then I sit around disappointed with my thumb, sucking my thumb. I am open and allowing and I say, oh my gosh, how can I be of service today? What can I do in this universe today to keep expanding on this journey? And when I want something, is it I want it out of lack or is it because, well, that would be really nice. I kind of love that. I think I'm going to try this with a freaking Lamborghini. I swear to God.
I can totally see you driving a Lamborghini too. You should do that.
Yeah, like, right? Because I mean, dude, like, well, oh, not to mention the fact, let's put it, I mean, Jiminy Crickets, I'm on a network as big as freaking Unify. I mean, dude, that's some. Like, it's, what?
Your life has transformed quite a bit. We've got to rush. We got to go to commercial break. But when we get back, we're going to lighten up a little bit and talk about a little lighter topic around gratitude and daily gratitude, just to raise your vibration in general. We'll be right back.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach, Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
I'm David Strickle, channel, author, and creator of the Taya Mindset Practice. Taya is a set of mindset tools that I co-created with the eternal wisdom of the stream. Join us in the Taya community, where we learn to release fear and truly trust the universe to deliver everything that we want and need.
This work is profound. If you do the Taya Bootcamp and maintain a daily practice, you will fundamentally change your life. I've maintained my practice pretty regularly since graduating. I meditate every day, I trust the universe to deliver what I want, I set intentions for my day, and I monitor my vibe up and down my virtual spiral. Doing these things consistently and regularly has made me a better father to my kids, a better lover to my partner, and a better boss to my team. This work is transformational and it will completely change your life. I can't recommend it enough.
Learn the mindset practice that is changing lives all over the world.
Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA to learn more and book your free discovery meeting today.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
We're back with Debbie G, wrapping up our gratitude discussion. We dove into the heavy stuff first. I kind of wanted to get that right off the bat, going into appreciation of transgressors and gratitude for the darkest moments of life. Let's lighten up here in this last segment and just talk about daily gratitude, the power of daily gratitude, just appreciating what is. And Debbie, you can start off, and then I kind of want to dive into why that you're not going to continue to manifest the same thing over and over again by showing gratitude.
Well, when you practice daily gratitude, when you think about, first off, I like to look to do a little twist on this. Who are you grateful for? Why is this important? Because when you start looking at the who in your life, well, for one thing, you don't forget them, but actually making the practice of really thinking about who am I grateful for and remembering them. But it also starts helping you to remember what is good in your life. And you think about, what do I have that I love? When you get in this practice, all of a sudden you'll notice that you stop looking at situations as, I cannot believe this just happened to me, too. Can you even believe that this just happened to me? This is so cool. A different way to look at everything, including those things that sometimes we think we don't really like. There's always a purpose for it. That's the thing. So looking for things that are good and getting in the practice of it is, it literally becomes the practice you start doing automatically. It also rewires your brain to look for what is good. So you will actually see this more. You'll actually see more things pop up in your life. You're going to notice the word gratitude popping up in places you've never seen before. You're going to be like, wow, like everybody's on this gratitude train. Check this out. Oh my word. I mean, even Tony Robbins, he's got a thing. He's even, wow, are you serious? I mean, like I'm over in Florida and I just looked up at the Ross Center and I'm like, oh, look at that. It says gratitude.com. I kid you not. It's crazy. I'm serious. The word kindness is the same thing. I swear to you, I'll look around and I'm like, oh, are you serious right now? Like everywhere.
Yeah. I use gratitude, especially if my vibration's a little low. You know, it's like counting your blessings. And it's funny because depending on where your vibration is, there are times that it could be so low that you can't, you know, you think you can't find anything to be grateful for. And then you've got to do something to sort of raise up to that next level to where you can start finding gratitude. But gratitude raises my vibration every time. Just thinking of the good things in my life, the things that I appreciate, even if it's just the blue sky and the palm trees and the nice breeze and the dog and, you know, all of that stuff. It sounds silly, but I do this every day. I find things to be grateful for every single day because you start your mind, reprogramming your mind into a more positive pattern. And your subconscious is either going to be up or down in vibration, right? And when your subconscious mind is constantly broadcasting something that's negative, when you're always looking for things to complain about, you are going to have a lower vibration and you're going to attract more negative things into your life, period. So when you focus on always, you know, the whole glass half full idea is very powerful, but it's amazing to me how simple that is and yet how many people sort of hold themselves in that negative space of always finding something to complain about. And I see the effects that it has on their lives, and it's not a positive one. But you know, sometimes you just can't reason, and of course everyone's here on their own path and it's not for me to judge, but gosh, you know, gratitude is it's free. It's so easy to just start a process of daily gratitude and see how it changes your life.
Well, actually I'll challenge anybody to do that. And if it doesn't work, please let me know. I mean, I'm just curious. I'm just curious. I've never experienced not one person doing this practice and not benefiting from it. And if you're anyone's curious, just look at Dr. Robert Emmons' work on the study of gratitude from UC Berkeley. You know, that 18% of people who practice gratitude, 18% less have heart attacks from practicing gratitude. It brings up the productivity within your workplace by 28%. And just look up the book Thanks, or, you know, go look up Dr. Robert Emmons. I'm not just pulling these numbers out. It's literally, there's so many of his documentations out there and his books that have all of these stats. There are so many things that happen. Your relationships and your connection, oh my gosh, they flourish. And you know why? Because you're reminding people of the very thing you love to be reminded of, that you matter. Gratitude is a way of letting other people know that you care about them too. And being grateful for yourself is a way of you letting yourself know that you're important and you're worthy and you're deserving. Sitting back and not, I'm not saying be boastful, but to be, or prideful, to be humbled, and just sitting back and a true state of gratefulness is the most humbled place to be, I think. It's that place where gratitude tears come, you know? And you really sit back and you think about it. Have you been focused so long on what was wrong that you have forgotten what it feels like for it to feel what you would term as right or good? So, and anybody can practice this within a moment. You know, just close your eyes and just think of who that person was in your life that just was a pinnacle moment for you. The sparkle in your eyes, the joy you felt. Think about something that you did for someone else and not telling anybody about it. What was the last thing you did for someone you didn't tell anyone about? Didn't tell anybody about it. Just to do it. And how did that feel? See, we give and we receive in the same manner. We have a harder time with receipt, so we have to start doing it within ourselves. But just those types of tools are accessible to you right now, this very moment, by making a choice to do it. And that's as simple as it is. It's seriously just a choice. Now, if you want to dig a little bit deeper, then you take deep dives into doing coursework and to doing other inner work. But to just do it right now, to just change your experience right now. And the frequency, did you know that gratitude has a frequency?
Well, everything has a frequency, so that makes sense.
Well, I mean, I mean, like, it has a tonality. Like, you can put tone to gratitude, and it's a healing frequency at that. It's so cool. It's like all these things that we can tap into, all these awesome resources, and they're right at our fingertips. Nature, the gratitude frequency is in the leaves of the trees. It's in the flowers. It's in all of it. I'm going to make a new song. In the leaves of the trees, in the flowers. just saying.
Definitely daily gratitude. If you're not practicing daily gratitude, it's something I really, really, really recommend. Give it a try. You know, just sit and count your blessings every day and do it for the entire month of August. Mm-hmm. Sit down and get a notebook or a journal and write, you know, start off with 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for every day. And if you have to repeat them, it's fine. But you're focusing on those things that you're grateful for every single day, and in a systematic way, you're going to raise your vibration. It's another form of meditation. That's all meditation is really about, is raising your vibration and connecting with your higher self. So quieting your mind is a fantastic way of doing that. Finding things to be grateful for is a fantastic way. You know, just being out in nature and just absorbing nature. A lot of people are talking about grounding now, you know, being out in nature where you're actually in water, or, you know, your feet are actually touching the ground. A lot of us don't do that enough. You know, luckily we live in Southern California where it's very easy to do that. You want to be outside all the time here. Except right. Maybe when it's 120 degrees outside. I'm grateful for that though.
Palm Springs is like a bomb-alicious area. I love Palm Springs, but it is really nice outside right now. It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm grateful. There's a helicopter flying over. can I tell you guys that, like, I sat, oh my God, this is so funny. I sat here the other night and I heard a helicopter. I haven't heard a helicopter in I don't know how long, because I lived in the boonies for 8 months. And I sat back going, oh, listen to the helicopter. Oh, I hear sirens, because I'm not that far from Beach Boulevard. I'm only 2 miles from the beach. But man, I was like grateful for city sounds. Even though Huntington Beach has a small town vibe to it, it's still a pretty populated area. And I'm like, ah, listen to the helicopter. Did you ever thought you'd be like grateful for a helicopter going by?
Yeah, well, I could, you know, there's certain things that I really like thunderstorms. I love thunderstorms, and we don't have those in Southern California. So I would be very grateful to experience a thunderstorm again sometime, because I really like that, the rumble and just the energy, the vibe of a thunderstorm is really cool. I've always liked that, but I digress, but they have a song, as I do.
Yeah. No, they have a song about that. It never rains in Southern California.
Yeah, it rarely rains for sure. That's for sure.
It never rains in Southern California.
We're to the point of the show now to where, okay, we're just babbling. But that's okay. I'm grateful for you, Debbie. I'm grateful for Spirituality Gone Wild. I've met a lot of fantastic people through Spirituality Gone Wild. If you're not a member of Spirituality Gone Wild, it's a Facebook group, and you're expanding it. Do you want to kind of wrap up by talking about the expansion of Spirituality Gone Wild, or do you not want to get into that just yet?
Not quite yet, but I want to say I'm grateful for you, David. I'm grateful for having the Mystic Mixer in Palm Springs in that minute that you walked in, and the fact that my getting to sit with you while you channel and host shows with you has been one of the greatest experiences of my life, because it helps me to grow every time I do, because every day I'm growing and every day I love that. But back to Spirituality Gone Wild, yeah, it's a platform on Facebook and it's on YouTube where great people who are doing work out there can be seen. There's a lot of people out there doing really great work, and everybody deserves to have a platform at least once in their life to get their work out. And that's what it's been about. So we have some great things coming up here on 8/8 when we will be announcing the up level or whatever you want to call that, to Spirituality Gone Wild. The expansion. Oh, my expansion. God. It's huge. It's big. It's big. It's really big. It's like huge big. I just cannot wait. It's so freaking exciting. Oh, my gosh. But in the meantime, you know, we're going to continue having great shows all week long. And I appreciate you brought it up again. It has definitely been an interesting almost 3 years. Sure.
Yeah, and if you're not on Spirituality Gone Wild, it's almost like a television network. It's a Facebook group and a YouTube channel, but it's ran like a network. You have all of these shows that come on at regular times. I have a show on every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, where I channel live, and Debbie co-hosts with me a lot, and sometimes Matt. You hear Matt on the show here with me as well. They're sort of my general co-host that hosts the stream quite a bit. And you know, it's just been interesting. That Spirituality Gone Wild is just a big tent of all kinds of different spiritual beliefs. And that's what I've always liked about it, because you have all sorts of different, you know, people coming in there, watching all these different shows, getting lots of, you know, different, fed in lots of different ways. And you have expanded the host quite a bit. You have what, 8 or 9 people on there now?
There's 8. And I had a few go and I had a few come. So I've got a brand new one. Oh, my God. The guy kills me. His name is Steve Weber. Another show, I'll tell you all how I met this dude. American Gumption. Now, get this. Bubba Gump Shrimp, that used to be all over the United States, hired him to sit outside on a bench and play Forrest Gump.
Oh, that's funny. Does he look like Forrest Gump?
Oh, my God. He looks like Forrest Gump. And he's calling this American Gumption. He looks like Forrest. He talks like Forrest. He is the sweetest thing you'd ever want to meet. I think he's looking for his Janae. But he's way cool. He's super sweet. And that's it. Oh, my God. We have quite a display. That's for dang sure. Not to mention that we are also, we network through sign.network. So we network with 300 plus networks. So we are simulcast a lot of the time straight up on Unify and Unity Earth and Awake TV and a ton of others. On Saturdays, we have a great program that comes through. We've had Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden. All those great people have now been through the SGW network. You know something, David? Do you know that that was something I said 3 years ago? We're going to have all these really top influential thought leaders come through SGW, and I'll be, by golly, they have.
You've manifested it. Fantastic. You're grateful for that, for sure.
Huge.
Well,
big.
And if you are interested in joining Spirituality Gone Wild, just search Spirituality Gone Wild on Facebook, right? And on YouTube.
Yeah, and it'll come right up. We do have a .com, but it's right in the middle of getting a gigantic redo.
Fantastic. Can't wait. Debbie, it's been a lot of fun having you as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening. Namaste.